Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam is a founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. She's co-host of Growth Igniters Radio with her husband, Scott. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's one of the smartest management minds we have around here. She's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
It's great to be back, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being here.
We can still say that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, somebody asked me that the other day, and I said, you can do it till the 15th, or I forgot the day I said. And he said, really, is that it? I said, well, you asked me, I'm telling you. That's,
you know,
if you're asking me, I'm going to pull a date out, right? So it's good to have you back. Let's have a good 2018 together. What do you think?
I think that we can have that, provided that we are finding the right mentors.
You're the queen of segue, Pam. Thank you. So that's what we're going to talk about, folks. The mentoring. You know, I was telling someone earlier, as we were talking off the air about your time with me today and what we're going to talk about. One of my favorite things to talk about mentors when I discuss it with people is that I've had many mentors. And none of them knew they were being my mentor. Because back in those days, Pam, back before you were born, people didn't talk about mentoring. Your mentors were just your bosses that you were at their knee and you paid attention and you watched them succeed and fail and you paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
When they hauled you up short and picked you up by the scruff of your neck and shook you and said, don't do that anymore, you learned from it. And that was a mentoring moment, you know?
Yes, things have changed for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that most people, certainly the people that we work with, understand mentoring and the value that it brings. And in fact, there tends to be a very almost traditional way that people think about mentoring now, which mm-hmm. you think, okay, we're going to hire a coach, we're going to hire an advisor, whatever. That to me is certainly one way to think about it, but the game has changed in business.
That's not
now.
Really mentoring. That's more consulting, isn't it?
Well, it is a form of mentoring. I see.
Yeah.
What I believe is that we need to, because the world is changing so rapidly and the whole game of business is changing. I mean, think about January already. My gosh, how much mm-hmm. has gone on. We need to take a different view about mentoring and think about it and define it more expansively. So rather than just only having the more traditional views of mentoring, I believe that we need to think about mentoring from the outcomes, and all around us there are mentors.
Right.
We just need to be more strategic about how we go about finding them. And you mentioned one of the forms of them. So that's what I want to make sure that we talk about today.
Well, it sounds like you're saying, you know, back in – you know, decades ago, I did a lot of networking when we didn't know it was called networking. It wasn't mm-hmm. called networking. But then we started networking, and now networking is a professional discipline. So
that's
you
right.
So you saying that mentoring has sort of evolved into sort of like that, where it's gone from being just a sort of almost a subconscious process of learning from the master to something that's maybe a little more of a professional discipline, more of a business activity? Is that how mentoring has evolved?
Well, the way it's evolved is that nobody is taking us by the hand anymore the way it used to be. Okay, you need to learn this and you need to
right,
learn that. And that's
right.
not happening as much. So now all of us, especially people who are leading small businesses,
mm-hmm.
need to be very strategic in our own right. And we need to think about mentoring and what we need to learn. And
mm-hmm.
it comes from what we're trying to accomplish strategically.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start with the end in mind, as we talk about with so many things, then we're able to get a lot more of the mentoring we need. Mm-hmm. And there are different forms. Those are tactics.
So you're saying that mentoring has become a little less structured in the last few years than it was?
I'm saying that it's a whole range of different types of ways
right. That
we learn and develop and grow.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the ways that it's sort of dividing up. And I need your website quickly, Pam.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.